United States 9884, Ken Rice versus Certainty Corporation.
Go down to the link that made out this from the court reform. Sutherland, they opted for Justice, Chief Justice, Mr. President of Mercury, having an evil will or ill heart, coupled with the fact that you can have a conscious disregard for the health and safety of someone.
So if we answer, yes, two of them are not necessarily in every jurisdiction.
Well, I don't know what the standards are going to be applied by the court. I'll give you a for instance. The housing discrimination study under the revised code, you know, the Civil Rights Commission has granted explicit authority to grant punitive damages by the way. That's very clear. No, if you look under the administrative code, 40.12.601, what the Civil Rights Commission says, they're going to stop every housing discrimination for defendants, punitive damages on your body discrimination. Of course, they laugh under that and say, well, that's the appropriate standard. I know in the federal context of this, like, this is really supporting the U.S. Supreme Court right now, and this is a whole thing. But the language of the statute is different because there in the federal setting, explicitly and expressly provides the punitive damages, as well as the standards of having a callous indifference. The right of others.
Are there different levels of discrimination?
Yeah, there are different levels of discrimination. So, as we pointed out in our brief, I mean, you can actually have an act of discrimination where there's no intent to discriminate at all.
No, is one discrimination treated less egregious than another?
Under the statute?
Just talk about it.
The statute seems to apply across the board. I mean, it says whoever violates
So they're all, would you say they all should be really treated on the same level?
With the exception that there are specific provisions of the revised code grade that seem to draw some of the different distinctions if you were to pursue those damages.
So if punitive damages are allowed in one discrimination type, should be allowed in all?
I'm not drawing a distinction here, Judge, about whether it's handicap discrimination or whether it's race or in this case, or sort of retaliation claims as well as race.
Well, I am.
I understand that.
All right. So, do you want to treat one less than the other?
No, I want to treat them all the same.
And then?
I think they all should be treated the same.
Okay. So then all should be allowed to have punitive damages?
Well, only if the statute provides for it. And you have to go back to the words of the statute. We always start legislative interpretation with words used by the
legislature. Did the legislature treat them differently?
The legislature does not treat them differently. Not enough.
Except to the extent that they do explicitly provide for punitive.
Yes, and
that's what. So they do treat them differently in terms of punitive damage.
That's right. There's no, they make no bones about it when they provide for punitive damage. They make no bones about it. In fact, they do more than make no bones about it. They provide half or four.
So they discriminate against discrimination.
I don't want to say that about the General Assembly.
Why not?
Counselor, I'm intrigued with the phraseology of your argument. By my count thus far, you have said in your argument 7 times punitive damages. If we don't say punitive damages fall under 411299, which says a civil action for damages,
yes.
What should we call punitive? Punitive measures? Punitive standards? But we call them punitive damages, don't we? You have in your own argument.
Yes.
So it just says civil action for damages. Punitive damages are damages.
But if you look up that term in the dictionary, that's not what the commonly understood word of damage is. Money ordered to be paid as compensation for injury or loss. That's right in the American Heritage Dictionary. That is the commonly understood definition of the
counsel. Do that. They mention actual damages and punitive damages.
How could you find a case that would be any more appropriate for punitive damages than discrimination?
I'm not here to say.
I mean, that's as bad as you get to discriminate for any reason, isn't it?
I'm not here to say the wisdom of whether punitive damages should be available. I think that's the only thing I'm here to do. Is this general assembly provide for? And that's what I think is important. What matters is having this legislation. Nothing to indicate any that we're damaged contrary to the usual group and the way it's used in the dictionary and the usual context. I would like to.
Let's just stop there a minute. Do you get. Does General Assembly say for torts of negligence and, let's say, automobile accident cases that punitive damages are available when the tortfeasor has been also convicted of drunken driving? They don't, do they? And yet we grant them.
They ain't common law. Rivet to a common law, and therefore they latch onto the common law, which is often for punitive damages. That's not the case when you create a statute that you derogate the common law when it's vacated. Then there was no remedy in common law. So you're starting from scratch, and you only get what the legislation provided.
I guess I understand you are going to take all the time allowed to respond to the correct position.
I would ask the court to keep on two things you want to provide. Number one, the petitioners are asking you to rule that the general assembly intended that punitive damages should not be awarded even when intentional discrimination is proven, even when the act of discrimination is not reasonable. Point two, they're making these arguments to you based on one word. doesn't keep the word damage in 4101. Now, let me first tell you why that makes sense. This state has a section, 9.86, which says that our public officials are immune from speech support damage. Who says cheering? But damage. Under their logic, I could go out and file a lawsuit tomorrow against the governor of Ohio for punitive damages. Because the word doesn't say punitive damages, therefore it can't include punitive damages, therefore that puts no longer no use.
You can never get punitive damages without compensatory, can you, Counselor? Have you ever seen a case that awards punitive without compensatory?
Your Honor, this no court has never ruled that it's punitive.
Yep. They have to be based on it.
Mm-hmm. The difference between being awarded compensatory and having compensatory, all that statute can do is approve the award, not prove that they exist, which is important. But that's not the only issue. In the employee retention court, the word punitive appears nowhere. Yet every one of the members of this court knows the very reason that statute was passed was to encompass the body of law out of this court concerning workplace support outside of the workers' comp system that included punitive damages. There is a statute that says you can mitigate against slander and libel cases. You can mitigate such damages in certain ways. Now, you say punitive damages. Does that mean a defendant in a lot of slander case can't mitigate punitive damages just because the legislature didn't put the word punitive in front of it? Of course not.
Go back to your governor's argument in a minute. You could go out and sue the governor for punitive damages because the statute only says damages, and you're arguing against that?
Your Honor, no, I believe the law is clear. Clearly, the legislature intended that statute that any form of damages would be excluded or abused. But if you apply their logic, it would not cover punitive. It would cover punitive. Now, we know this is not true because under the federal law, Section 1981 and Section 1983, for over a quarter of a century, the two principal civil rights actions allowing for damage, not equity, for damage, in the race and other forms of discrimination, have allowed punitive damage.
Well,
look at those two statutes. You will not see the word punitive anywhere in this. 15 years ago, the United States Supreme Court ruled under those two statutes, you could get punitive damage. That was punitive.
Counsel, if we answer the question in the affirmative, does that mean punitive gets the jury every non-discrimination case and goes to a jury?
No, that is the reason I'm hearing this case. Counsel knows that the court, everybody in the room, the legislature, the same year that it amended this statute, House Bill 1 was the first tort. And in 2315.21, they said that in every civil action that punishment, everything, whether it's based on statute or common law, in order to get punitive damages, you must prove certain criteria, including malice. The officer has to prove by clear and convincing evidence. Much as this court did in Preston v. Murray, the legislature has set an absolute rock bottom minimum to recover punitive damages in every case, every tort and life case in the state. And that applies to civil rights action. So counsel knows, we all know, you can't have unintended discrimination resulting in the verdict because you have to prove malice for that legislative requirement in office. The General Assembly clearly intended to.
Counsel, does that fit with the express punitive damages permitted in this section for housing and, is it housing and, I forget the other area that permit credit, right? Because that has express language about when the punitive should be granted, don't they?
4199, which is much not a magic, a broader statement that a person can get injunctive relief, damages, any other approval.
No.
What is not exclusion? Secondly, the reason, the only reason the legislature put the word punitive in the earlier section is because, as has been pointed out, the damages were limited to actual damages. Having the right to get actual damages and punitive damages is not the same as the right to get all damages. It is limited. So they put the word in where it was necessary to make it clear that they were not limiting people just to actual damages. 41-1299, which is the only provision, the to allow for discrimination in employment in court, other than for grounds of an age, has the broadest possible. So the Hospital Rights Commission, every year for 5 years, has the legislation to make this change to allow for punitive damages because they want to be able to show discrimination in situations just as put up by Justice Franklin. I was practicing law for 15 years before this was amended. I can tell you what frequently have learned from this in my office. Who bring you a promotion or fire because of their sex, even bravely, openly, they were making sexual comments about their motives. But they were hard workers, went out and got a job, but a reasonable period of time, were insignificant damages, and you couldn't get treated, you couldn't even get compensated for it back then. There was no betrayal. It was just a possible indifference. That's not what the jury discrimination. The legislature knew that because the commission told them that. It says we have to have a jury. And within the light of that, they can't. Amendment 2112 money, nonetheless, fraud, wide open, for profit. You can't ask for it. They also knew that this would be remedial statutes. We've heard counsel talk about in derogation of common law. Well, the first principle is 1.11, 4112.08, that where it's a remedial statute, and this court has ruled at least 5 times, this chapter is remedial, this provision, where it's remedial, that rule doesn't apply. You get a liberal construction, even though it might be in derogation of common law. They emphasize and agree to the concept of law by someone who is left, Fulvio Unius. So Fulvio Unius is a conservative, narrower statutory rule of construction. It doesn't apply to remedial statutes between conflict with a liberal construction. You have two rules of construction. In this case, the legislature itself instructed you. Two different statutes to give it a liberal construction. The primary rule of construction in these circumstances, what is the purpose of the statute? Well, in Costco, this court, one of the first times, it did Ellis as well, cases which had a good fortune to be involved with, this court made it clear this statute has a dual purpose. One is to compensate the other to deterrent. In light of that purpose, the liberal construction rule, you must construe these words to accomplish it. To accomplish it means you allow people to damage them. Whereas the Civil Rights Commission told the legislature when they adopted the method, you can't upset many discriminators unless you have punitive solutions for this transaction. Finally, I'd like to say this. The petitioners are really asking you to change the law. The General Assembly has refused to. There is not a major county in this state that over the last 11 years, since 1987, this was adopted, that jury is not awarded to the. We have two federal courts and two courts of appeal that have expressly indicated that punitive damages fall out of the statute. I believe that at least three occasions this court has indicated that this is a legal remedy. Who says, right to 4112 on the United States, legal remedy, which has, because that's the code, so I think the office of the court takes a narrow view of constructing statutes, even under his view of truth. Meaning that you have all legal remedies available.
With the body of law being so clear, why was the case certified to us? Why was the issue certified to us?
Your Honor, unfortunately, there is one court of appeal and adopted the conclusion that the remedial statute can't allow punitive. And that is the only court that reached that conclusion. How does the court disprove that? That the punishment is made for God. That court is not a domestic. This court clearly indicated in the body of law. Remedial statutes may also have a punitive damage aspect to it. Contrary to what counsel said, the whole discussion of how Cosgrove would have been unnecessary if punitive damage was the only reason the court was talking about whether it was a penalty or not. There was no punitive damage, why would you abide by this? Clearly, Cosgrove indicates that this court presumes. Well, in other words, it expressly held that such punitive damage is no right. So the result of what the petitions are asking you to do is send out this message that after 11 years of punitive damage awards under the statute in virtually every major county, after two federal courts, after three courts of appeal, after several decisions by this court, we're not going to allow punitive damage anymore, even though the General Assembly and the whole time period never sought to amend the statute to eliminate the practice that the Civil Rights Law has.
That's what the CQB example of that. In fact, it should be successful through its determination where it is without
discrimination without punitive?
Yes.
Well, that's the example that you would have to do. These are cases that we attempt to look at, which has the effect of excluding my mother or death, protecting the individual. There's no evidence of competency for it, but it has that effect. And those are recognized in the federal law. I don't believe this court has ever ruled on it, put in the earlier case. This court did indicate it is not yet decided by the Supreme Court. It's lying to the public. In those kinds of cases, there would be no evidence of intentional discrimination. Therefore, under 2315.1, that would be the primary. In most other cases, discrimination would have been you have to prove that you're perfectly including somebody just because they're probably just dead. Mm-hmm. Or just because they're
not dead. So, in most discrimination cases, if we have this question,
well, not really. The A2315.21, I agree.
Subdivision Act is to specifically say, so the specific would take precedence over the general.
Well, we're dealing with any case.
That's apples and oranges.
That's right, but no, but the statute under 41-12-08 says, and it's worth to tell the counsel, any law inconsistent with any provision of the chapter shall not apply. You can't order that to 2744-05. That means 2744-05 does not apply to you by the remedy of punitive damage available.
It's a whole other subject, but why shouldn't, if the the mayor intentionally discriminates you and against you and causes you real problems, why shouldn't there be punitive damages? Why shouldn't they be like every other tortfeasor?
Well, I think the legislature in general is not even expressed as an
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, submitted. You'll be advised for opinion.